LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
Here we go, everyone. Let's
build the energy. Hit the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that enrich our souls and bring color to our days. I am your announcer, Reverend James of FolkConjure.com, located in Western North Carolina. This week we welcome our special guest, Reverend Roy, of the Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center, found online at healingamulet.com from Nashville, Tennessee, bringing us today's topic, developing the pulse of your spiritual business. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guest, Reverend Roy. Make sure you're logged in to the Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now let's catch up with our host, Reverend Art. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Reverend James, and welcome everybody yet again to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places. Really looking forward to the show tonight. You know, so many questions come in on the regular about, you know, I'm a reader, I'm a worker, I do this, I do that. How do I build my spiritual business? And I can't wait to really get into this topic tonight with Reverend Roy. I couldn't think of somebody better, except, you know, no, I'm kidding. I couldn't think of anybody better to bring on tonight to tackle this topic, because so many people want to know. But before we get into that, how are things going with you, Reverend James?
Things are going well. We're getting the finishing touches on all the things, Hoodoo Heritage Festival. So everybody, if you haven't gotten your ticket, go get it now, hoodooheritagefestival.com. While the tickets are still before gate pricing and while we still have those goodie boxes, Art and I were able to go up and see Reverend Roy and Papa G the other day to drop off our goodie box bits and bobs, and got a sneak peek of all of the things from everybody else's goodie box items, and it's a lot of good, and it looks like everybody's going to have a really good time, I think, so make sure you get it now.
Yeah, you're not kidding. The Hoodoo Heritage Festival goodie box this year, I think, is absolutely phenomenal. there were so many just outstanding items provided by all of the presenters. And for those of you that do get into the first 100 tickets sold on the for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, virtual Hoodoo Heritage Festival, you will get this goodie box with all of the materials you need to work with all of the presenters through their segments. And I mean, three fantastic books this year from John St. Germain, Miss Mikel, and of course, Miss Cat, Catherine Ironwood, with Astrology for Root Workers. I've read the early, I had an opportunity to peruse an early edition of Astrology for Root Workers. Phenomenal. Can't say it enough. I cannot wait for this book to hit everybody's bookshelves.
We do need to mention, though, you know, Reverend John St. Germain's book's title. That title is Reverend Adele Clemens. Something among the spirits.
An artist among the spirits.
Artist among the spirits. Thank you, thank you. And Miss Mikel's Sneaky Tricks, Hiding Hoodoo in Plain Sight. So give you guys an idea of what those books are about.
Thank you, Reverend James. Thank you for that. And a little bit of housekeeping real quick. Don't forget, Mondays is Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, but it is also Magic Mondays on Hoodoo Psychics. Go to HoodooPsychics.com Facebook page. Leave a comment on the Magic Mondays post and get entered to win your chance at a free 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. It's a $60 value, folks, and it's just a wonderful opportunity to really, you know, get some great information from some of the best readers that are out there. But, you know, without further ado, let us bring on our esteemed guest, Reverend Roy of HealingAmulet.com and the Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center in Nashville, Tennessee. How are you doing, Reverend Roy? And welcome back.
I am wonderful, and thank you for asking me back.
Oh, you have definitely an open door to come back whenever you would like. You know, like Reverend James said, we did have a chance to swing by the Nashville area this weekend and visit with yourself and Papa G. It's always a wonderful time, you know, swinging by Aroma G's and you know, seeing Miss Nikki Jean, another member of AIR, along with yourself, myself, Reverend James, Papa G. We're one big AIR happy family. But, you know, I'm really thrilled with bringing today's topic because, you know, you really have developed a wonderful gem there in Nashville, and I can't wait to get into that. But why don't you share with us a little bit of, you know, what you've been up to since the last time you were on the show? I know from following you on Facebook, following you on Instagram, I know I've seen a lot of stuff. And I'll let you take it away from there.
Okay. Well, I too am working on the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, so I've had my videos to do. and my products to make. And as you saw when you were here, we're getting in, you know, all the pieces of the goodie boxes. So our classroom right now is quite the mess getting ready to put these boxes together. But that's okay. It's actually kind of fun putting it all together. And you were right. The goodies this year, they're just great. They have a great energy. They feel so personal, you know, that everyone's good energy.
Yes.
I really enjoyed looking through them.
Remind us again what your workshop is, Reverend Roy.
Pardon?
I said, remind us again what your workshop is at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival.
So I am doing, I'm on the panel talking about keeping love and devotion alive.
That's right. This year's panel discussion for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. It's our favorite love spells. Reverend Roy is joining Deb Voice, JD from both, you know, from Air, Conjure Man is joining the panel, and Miss Nikki Jean. And it's just, for whatever relationship stage you are in, the panel has got your back. That's all I'm going to say about it. I'm not going to give anything extra away. I can't wait for this presentation. I mean, I'll be presenting as well. I have Taking Root, spells hoodoo for protecting and building your business. So a little bit of, I guess it's all about business this week. But it's going to be a great show, and really looking forward to it. We're less than 2 weeks away at this point.
Right.
It seems like just yesterday we were in those planning meetings.
Yeah, because this week it will be all about preparing the goodie boxes and getting them, start sending those out.
Definitely, definitely. And folks, you don't want to wait and buy your tickets last minute. These goodie boxes, if you want them to get to you before the show, plan ahead. Get those tickets now. Get these tickets yesterday.
Yeah. Yes, please do that because, you know, delivery, postal service delivery is not what it used to be. So
this is very
plan
true.
On a few days for it getting to you.
This is very true. You know, in they're all shipping out of Nashville, folks. So, you just really kind of have to gauge if it's going to California or it's going to Alaska. How long is it going to take to get there? You know, is it going by boat, by train, by horse? Who knows? The post office gets it there, but who knows how long it's going to
so
take.
And so far, most of the orders are coming out of California. So, you know, from Nashville, that's 3 to 4 days delivery.
Right, right. But, you know, so since the last time you were here, and honestly, that show was such a wonderful show, you know, energy work for health, wealth, prosperity. You know, Reverend Roy, you bring a lot to the table in spiritual practices, in spiritual products, and are you able to share anything that you might be working on currently?
Well, with Healing Amulet, I'm beginning to expand that. One of the biggest things that I hadn't announced yet, this is a good place to do it, I guess. I have been wanting to open my own spiritual church.
Oh, wonderful.
And I've been wanting to do that for a while now. And so I've spent the last 2 weeks working with my accountant and paperwork and all that stuff to get that established. Got one more final thing, the final way we're going to name this. And I should be able to go with that within the next week or two, really.
That's absolutely phenomenal news.
Tennessee has passed this horrid little law about who can be ordained and who can't, and actually mention it's being challenged in court, but you know they'll win it. So you know, part of this too is like, you know, if we're going to create the laws around churches, well, I'll just start my own church. I already have members signing up that are going to lay hands on me and ordain me. And here you go, Governor.
You know, that,
you
I can't think
it,
of a better response. Mm-hmm.
Well, there is,
you know,
a better one, but we're on the radio.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, Reverend Roy. But, you know, it kind of goes along the lines, though, with, you know, spirituality, spiritualism, and spiritism have really been somewhat of pioneers and on the receiving end of a lot of what's the word I want to use? Executive garbage over the decades. A little bit of that's actually talked about in John St. Germain's book about Reverend Adele Clemens. Can't wait for that one to hit shelves as well. Honestly, that it's wonderful that you're bringing yet another component to enriching the spiritual community in and around Nashville. You know, this, you between Healing Amulet and Aroma G's, it's almost like you've created this oasis, and it's wonderful to hear that this is expanding. I did take some time today too, and was looking through your website at healingamulet.com. You know, just so many wonderful things that you share really for free with the community to build and support and grow everyone in their spiritual practices, helping them along their path. It's wonderful. It really is wonderful what you're doing. Have I embarrassed you enough?
Oh, yeah. No, you're good. You know, my idea behind this church, when I first thought of this a couple of years ago and wanted to do it, was to create a welcoming space for everybody. You know, no past, no religion, no doctrine, but a place for growth and a place for healing. And that's going to be my focus. And the ideas are still coming into my head. It's not like I'm going to talk every Sunday to a bunch of people. You know, I want a bunch of guests, like your radio show, you know. And we're going to talk about Buddhism one day and Hinduism one day. And you know, what this could, parts of this could bring into your life. Because that's very much how I live my life. I take little bits and pieces of everything and make it my own. So, you know, it's just a place of growth and healing for people. So I'm really excited to get it going.
And really, we need this sort of, these sorts of things to develop in the world that we're living in today. You know, these beacons of diversity and inclusion and just, you know, free places where people can be free to express themselves respectfully and respect others and learn from each other. That's the biggest thing. You know, it breaks down barriers if you just stop, listen, and learn about someone else's, you know, take that minute to walk in their shoes. And I can't think of somebody better to bring this to the Nashville community than yourself. I'm just going to say it.
Well, thank you. You know, it's a complicated world we live in right now, and it's
that's
hectic,
one word.
And at times it's scary, and you know, we're not going to make it if we don't move forward as community. You know, we've got to be there for each other and hold each other up and support each other, no matter what our backgrounds are. So, yeah, I got a lot of ideas for this. I'm eager to get started.
Well, I think I could probably speak for Reverend James and myself that if we can be of any assistance in helping to bring this idea to life, we're just a few hours away. It's a wonderful, beautiful day trip through the mountains and through the valleys. But, you know, we would be more than happy to assist any way that we can.
Well, you will definitely be invited when I kick this off.
I'm always down for a party, too. That's fantastic.
We may have our own definition of coffee hour at this church.
I can go with it. You know, we have such a huge topic to cover today, and I think I want to make sure that we reserve as much time as we can for the topic, you know, the developing the pulse of your spiritual business. Why don't we jump in and have our station announcements, and then we'll be right back to jump in with Reverend Roy and today's topic.
LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurement Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, the Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays, 5 to 6, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LaFay, Thursdays, 1 to 2, and Blue Flag Root Radio with Lady Muse, Fridays, 7 to 8, all time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern. All of our shows are available in archives at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, where you will see them listed by title and episode and with clickable links. Sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics, the first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted rootworker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Back to you, Reverend Art.
And thank you, Reverend James. So, on to our topic for tonight. And it really is kind of a large subject that we're approaching, Reverend Roy, about, you know, how to build, develop that pulse, that feeling, that the heart of your spiritual business. You know, so many people are out there trying to launch their individual ideas, but they don't have, they flounder. They don't know where to start. They don't know how to, where to turn. And, you know, they read these books on how to build a business, and it seems like the rules don't apply, because that is that's mainstream business. But let's dive in. Take it away.
So I guess I will start with, you know, how I started and where I'm at now. For many years, I ran my healing practice just as self-employed. I'm a licensed reflexologist, and which falls under massage therapy in the state of Tennessee, the same kind of board. And, you know, you didn't even have to have a business license unless you sell something. So,
interesting.
So I didn't have to deal with all that for a long time. But that was very limiting, and I wanted to add more and be able to – I wanted the liberty to do the things that I wanted to do. So it's been, a year and a half, 2 years now. I don't remember exactly when I did it. I created Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center, and I incorporated that, almost incorporated myself. And I did that to give myself freedom to offer anything I wanted to offer under one umbrella. So with a few ideas of where I was going to start, and it's still growing, and I'm still coming up with ideas that I want to do. But, you know, the place you start is, what's your passion? You know, what is it you want to do, and how do you want to develop that?
Yes.
You can't start too broad, you know. You got to narrow this down to what am I offering? Why am I offering? And who's going to benefit from this? Because if I think this idea over here is great, but there is nobody in my community that wants it, you know, I'm not going to accomplish anything. So, you know, you take your passion, and you hear this in a lot of the books, like you mentioned, you take your passion, you turn it into a business. But when you're talking about doing a business, one of the first things you got to do is talk about, you know, with yourself or what your focus is going to be. When Papa G and I grew Aroma G's Botanica, our focus was customers, which is, you know, appropriate for retail, and community. You know, we had decided a long time ago that we would not be successful if we didn't make it a community place. It's got to be a place that people want to come to, and they want to hang out, and they want to have fun, and they want to be at peace. And that is such a key word when you're talking about a spiritual business. You know, people, especially in the spiritual world, like us, they're great at reading energy. And, you know, if they walk in the door and it doesn't have good energy, they're just going to turn around and walk back out. And it's just that simple, too. You know, they want a place that feels peaceful. You know, we have people that come in on their lunch hour, not to shop, but just to hang out because they want to get away for an hour, you know, with that kind of life. So I had to do the same thing with Healing Amulet. It's like, what is my focus going to be? And I'm more service-oriented, although I am selling stuff now. I'm more service-oriented. And it's more about what kind of services am I going to offer? You know, what's my main focus here? And for me, it's going to always be healing. I'm a healer, and everything I do falls under that umbrella. And that's how I came up with the name, Healing Amulet. So when you're thinking about starting your business, you're going to have your key word out there. What is your focus? You know, like for me, it's healing. So every decision I make, every product I offer, every service I offer, the question is, does this fit under that healing umbrella? And if it doesn't, I'm not even going to consider it.
Does this serve my customers?
Exactly. That has got to be your focus.
You started from a very poignant position, though. And it really can't be stressed enough is to have that passion. You know, I've had a chance to get to know you a little bit, actually in person, and I can see that passion in the work that you do, in the products that you make, in the products that you offer. And you really can't shortcut around passion. It might work for the short term, but for the long term, it's going to fizzle out. People are going to get burnt out. People are going to just say, you know, screw it. You know, this isn't me. So that passion is huge. And like I said, you can see it. You can feel it walking into Aroma G's. You can see it and feel it with everything Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center provides. I was going to share this a little bit later on, but I'll just say it now. You know, I may have picked up a bottle of your Saint Expedite oil at my visit this weekend. And the care put into the package, the label, the products is phenomenal. You know, I absolutely adore this little bottle of oil. and really passion. And I see it, and I'm sure everybody that walks through your door sees it.
The Healing Amulet product, like the oils that you're referring to, they don't hit the shelf until I'm through with it, until I have blessed it. Every product with my label on it has been blessed by me. It's been charged with Reiki. It has its own life. It has its own spirit. And I'm not going to let that go out without that. you know, and that's part of that passion. It's a spiritual product, and it's got to have a spirit of its own.
Very true. Very true. You know, we actually have a quick question from the chat.
Okay.
From our good friend Balkan Diviner 14 asked, what's one spiritual aspect about yourself, such as a sign of the zodiac, and do you feel it's helped you in building successfully your own business?
Okay, so let's see. Sign of the zodiac is I'm an Aquarius. Aquarius.
I knew
Sag,
that. I just wanted you to
exactly.
Share that.
Oh, so let's see. What were you asking? What were you asking? I'm looking for that question. What spiritually makes my passion?
A spiritual aspect about yourself, if you feel that it's helped in building, in you to successfully build your business.
I think, okay, my own path was this pantheism. Creates my spirituality and helps me build a business because I believe in energy. That is the foundation of everything is energy. And that's what I work from because I know if I'm holding this bottle of oil, a few days from now, someone else is going to hold that bottle of oil and we're passing this energy from one to the other.
Yep.
And if I've got a passion for my business, my energy is in that business, and someone else is going to feel that energy, and they're going to take that energy. And, you know, so, yeah, it's the energy foundation. It's the pantheism, the belief in the universe, that everything is connected.
You know, Reverend Roy and I actually, at last year's Tennessee Folk Magic Festival there in Nashville, we're having a discussion about how funny it was, Aquarius-Taurus combination and the unique energies that brings and helps to build these organizations. Because, I mean, Reverend James and I, Aquarius-Taurus, we have earth and air. I think Aquarians, I might be a little biased, but I think Aquarians are the idea people in the pairs. Well, there's probably going to be an argument about that coming in. Oh, maybe he's not going to jump in. Ha. Huh.
You know, you have to work within what you have and find the strength in everyone involved. And for me and Papa G, I'm the Aquarius, he's the Taurus. You know, if it was 100% on me, you know, I would try to meditate and yoga my way through it. But then that Taurus brings pretty pictures and, you know, he's got this artful vision and to make it pretty and to make it look exciting to people that I don't really have. So, you know, we're just a great team in that regard.
I have to second that because I can't tell you how many times I'll be working on something on Photoshop and Reverend James will look over my shoulder and say, that's not centered. And I'll stare at it and I'm like, it's centered. I can see it. It looks centered. It's not centered. And he's always right. I'm not going to. Did I just say that on air? I think I did. Can't take that one back now. Anyway.
You know, Papa G's always telling me, you know, when I'm doing work for people, like, you need to take pictures of that. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I will next time. It doesn't cross my mind. You know, I'm just intent
right.
on doing it. And so, yeah, I mean, I need that Taurus energy in my business. I really do.
It definitely helps. You know, and Miss Katz actually has joined us in chat. Hi, Miss Kat. is really bringing up some great points, too. You know, is not only on Mystics and Mages, but also on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, so many of the people that listen to us are new professionals, as Miss Kat put it, you know, would-be professionals, people that are looking to get into a spiritual business and really kind of stumbling around in the dark going, what do I do first? What do I do next? You know, so hopefully despite my jokes tonight, you know, hopefully we'll be able to glean our way through a lot of that. But like you, just to get back to our topic a little bit too, like you said, you start with the passion and let that passion, the products, the services and such that you offer, because you can't be a jack of all trades. There's too much.
No, you can't. You need to focus. Especially,
and that's whether you're a solo entrepreneur or working with one or even more partners in a huge group of individuals. It's very easy to get overwhelmed because you'll look at, you know, so-and-so over here is doing such and such, and they're doing it really well. So then you're like, oh, I got to scamper over here and I got to do this too. And then you look over here and so-and-so is doing this and they're doing this very well. And you're like, oh, I got to do that too. Next thing you know, you've lost yourself.
Well, and the thing that, you know, anyone wanting to start out on this needs to keep in mind that we are talking about a spiritual business, and it's the business side of that. And, you know, it's tough. You've got to have that passion to be dedicated to building a business and keeping it going. You know, this is different than working in corporate somewhere where you get a check every mm-hmm. week and you take a vacation whenever you want. You know, you're not going to start out as a millionaire. Know that. It's never going to happen that way.
Right.
For a long time, you're not even going to get a paycheck. That's just the way businesses usually start. But, you know, a business, it's really like a marriage. It really is. You got to be dedicated to it, and you got to work on it every day. There are days that maybe Papa G and I don't go to the store, but there's never a day we take off. Where there's something to work on every day. And, you know, you've got to be willing to have that.
You know, in these foundations of starting a business, I'm curious, have you heard the concept of imposter syndrome?
Yes.
No,
I've lived that through many cycles.
Just what is your take? Because a lot of our listeners struggle with this, especially at least in my experience, people that are, you know, just starting to step out of their comfort zone and read professionally. There's a very strong feeling of that imposter syndrome. And how do you overcome that? Like from your point of view, how do you overcome that?
Well, in my opinion, imposter syndrome comes from what we live in a society that likes to program people and say, you live your life this way and here are your rules and you follow those rules and you'll be fine. And we don't, in that model, you don't have to put a lot of yourself into it. You're putting, you know, your energy, your survival in someone else's hands and following their rules, and everything's going to be wonderful. When you step into the spiritual world, especially starting a spiritual business, then it's all on you. And that's where that imposter thing comes from. It's this feeling of unworthiness because we program people in this society to say, you're not worthy of more. You know, you're only worthy of
Very
what
true.
We're willing to give you. So, you know, it is hard to get past that. And I'm
you know,
not going
some
to say
people in the chat may not know what imposter syndrome is. Can you give us a definition, Reverend Roy?
So imposter syndrome.
Or at least
syndrome,
your definition of it.
My definition is it's a feeling of unworthiness and a feeling that you're faking this every day and a feeling that you're a fraud when you know inside you're not, you know, but that feeling is still there, you know.
That self-doubt.
I've been doing Reiki for 20 years, and after every session I do with somebody, I still walk out of the room saying, oh, I hope I helped him. I hope I did this right, you know. So I've got past a lot of it, but I'm not going to lie and say I totally got over it because I haven't. It's conditioning that we live with. And it's this feeling that I'm not worthy to be that good at something.
Right. It is a lot to overcome. And unfortunately, there are a lot of highly talented and just amazing individuals who just they can't seem to break through that wall that as Reverend Roy put it, that conditioning has created. You know, I mean a quick sort of sterile definition of imposter syndrome is the condition of feeling anxious and not experience success internally despite being high performing in external objective ways. The condition often results in people feeling like a fraud or a phony and doubting their abilities.
And exactly.
It's very prevalent in the beginnings of a business, especially when you're taking those first few baby steps. And that kind of leads into another foundational problem is confronting the people who feel that charging money for spiritual practices and spiritual items is not the right way to be doing it. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I guess it's not right for some people. Some people do have issues with that, and I do a lot of stuff for free. I enjoy giving things and doing sliding scales and stuff like that. But there has to be an exchange of energy also. There's always been an exchange of energy. Today we use money. We used to have bartering systems and things like that. You know, if we really want something in our life, if we want to change something, if we want to heal from something, you know, there's got to be an exchange to get that. We don't get everything we want for free. And as spiritual business people, you know, we have to make sure we're not doing that. Because, you know, if you get everything you want and you get it for free, you're not going to learn any lessons. And we have to learn lessons to grow.
That's actually a very interesting aspect that I hadn't heard articulated previously in that, you know, the lessons learned and that part of the growth of not just yourself, but the business in and of itself. That's kind of intriguing to me. I'm going to have to do some more research, but you know, and it's like you said, you know, Healing Amulet, you had the idea for the Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center for a very long time. And you approached it methodically. You worked through the imposter syndrome. You worked through those initial startup anxiety difficulties. You set your services and products of items that were true to you. And where do you go once you've established all of this? Where are we at with Healing Amulet now? I guess we're going to use Healing Amulet as the template for today.
Okay. So one of the classes that I teach is about life cycles and, the different cycles that every human being goes through. And those same businesses have life cycles too. And we start with a desire and we start with our passion and I want to do something. And we're going to have to create a stable environment to do this. We don't want to go into this, you know, irrational, just jumping in with both feet and without a plan. So I've gone through that. I have my plan, and there's more to come, and I'll be rolling things out as I'm comfortable doing so. But the next phase, even in life, is creating your identity. You know, in life cycles of people, the first 6-7 years of life, you're just a child of your parents, or you're in survival mode. But then comes about 6-7 years old, you move into, you're in school and you're creating your own friends. So you're creating your own identity. And a business has to do that too. What sets you apart? Who are you? What do you stand for? You know, what is your slogan? What is your marketing? So, you know, you want it to be unique, and you want it to be about you, and you want it to express who you are. And I've gone through part of that, but right now I'm going through that again, because I've decided, you know, that I'm going to offer a little bit of product and a little bit of healing and a little bit of spiritual, all rolled up in this one healing amulet package. So, you know, right now I'm working on a new identity, and rolling that out and deciding what that is and sharing it with the public. And building relationships, because the business can't survive without relationships. So, you know, it's about working with people in the community and letting people know what's going on, and the people that have the same passion for this as I do, of reaching out to them and saying, you know, like you're doing with your radio show, you know, I'm going to be offering this. Would you be interested in helping with it? And, you know, doing this on a Saturday or Sunday and so forth. So, you know, that's where I'm at now, is that relationship part of it. And the next phase after that is always going to be the self-confidence and the balanced ego and the, you know, the outward facing of saying, you know, here we are, we're ready. And, you know, and I'm close to that. So, it's growing right now, and it's growing pretty quickly. And I'm trying to direct that growth exactly where I want it to be, and not let it get out of hand.
Guide that energy.
I don't care if it gets huge. That's not a goal. It's not something I want. I want it to be authentic. So I'm making sure everything I do right now in creating that identity and those relationships is authentic to the idea and service behind Healing Amulet.
You know, that you've actually, and this is kind of an excellent place in this discussion to bring this up, is that discussion about authenticity, the integrity of the business, and really staying true to your plan, to your goals, and really what brought you there in the first place. I mean, we see there are, and I know you, as well as Papa G, have been intensely targeted by, let's say, less scrupulous individuals who like to steal photos and share them out there on places that are a little bit Wild Westy, that kind of, like, certain online marketplaces. I'm not going to say any names. Kind of rhymes with Westy. Anyway, but, you know, that having that integrity and that authenticity speaks volumes. You know, in approaching Healing Amulet, the Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center, I personally can attest to feeling that welcomeness that authenticity provides. You know, we strive to provide that with Folk Conjure and Folk Faith Ministries as well. Actually, we and I can say this as well, you know, I feel that too when I approach the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. You know, all of these organizations that we and our friends have put together really have that, you know, we strive for authenticity. We strive towards integrity. And that's important. If you're in it, I couldn't have said it any better than you did, but if you're in it for the make a quick buck and get out sort of thing, that this isn't the line of business for you.
You know, when I left the corporate world and my healing practice was my own personal source of income, I felt, and this was only in the early beginning, but, you know, it's like anyone that came to me for something for healing is like there was this obligation that I had to do this. You know, this person needs this healing in this area of their life, blah, 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 and I've got to do this. And there were a lot of things that I found that I could do that I didn't know. But today, I am more apt to say, sorry, I don't do that. And I can help you find someone who does. Because to keep it authentic means I'm not going to do anything I'm not comfortable doing.
Right.
So, you know, it's easy for me now to say, oh, sorry. You know, that's out of the scope of what I do.
And the flip side of that, though, too, is that the clients that come to you know that where you're coming from with the products, services, et cetera, that you offer, that the heart and that integrity is behind those. It continues to build that relationship that is so important once you've established a business.
You know, the key word there is boundaries. You got to set your boundaries on what you're willing to do and what you're not willing to do. You know, I got an email this week from someone, and they may be listening, I don't know, you know, that wanted something from me that I don't do. And, you know, and I was polite about it, you know, I can help you find someone that does with that, you know, and it's, and they come back with, you know, well, name your price. Or, you know, I want you to do this, name your price. And, you know, I had to think about that for a minute and think, you know, I can't be bought.
Right.
This would not be Healing Amulet authentic if I said, you know, okay, fine, $500, I'll do this. You know, I would have thrown away the very core of Healing Amulet if I had done that.
You know, one thing I did want to
have those boundaries.
Very true. And it's very difficult sometimes to maintain the authenticity when someone dangles what could be a very lucrative amount in front of you. But if I can give one bit of advice, always stay true to yourself, to those listening. You're forming a business. That one instant is not going to, it can make or break the future.
It can. And it can hurt your reputation. If one person finds out that you're not authentic, they will share that.
Very true. You know, Reverend Roy, I'm curious your take too, and I'm sure you've come up against this not just in your practice, but also in developing Healing Amulet and in the development of, I'm so excited for this, your church. That, you know, how do you rectify following a spiritual path and building a spiritual business in light of credibility for traditional professional areas, professional businesses, you know, because a lot of us think, okay, well, I have to be Reverend Art over, like, I have to be Reverend Art over here, and I have to be Art the businessman over here. And there has to be two of me, and I have to maintain these lanes exclusively and precariously. How do you circumvent that?
You know what? Personally, a few years ago, I went through all of this in my head, and I said, this is my personal experience. I went through a part of my life, you know, being raised in the church and Christian and everything, of being gay and hiding that, you know, from everybody, knowing what the consequences were. And then I went through the process of, you know, basically leaving the Christian church. There's parts of it I still like, but, you know, not by the definition of my family, and that I'm leaving this other spiritual life. So I have spent too much of my life being two different people, having two different identities, two different personalities, and I'm just sure as hell not willing to do it anymore. It's exhausting.
I have to agree with you.
That's how I get there.
And it's unfortunate, though, is it, you know, so many of us, I mean, I've had my own, you know, kick open the closet door moments. But to also have that coming out of the broom closet moment, it's like the double shock sort of thing. But really, to thine own self be true is really my take on it.
And you're never going to be happy until you are.
Very true. Back to that authenticity, isn't it?
Right. And if I'm trying to lead two different lives, if I'm not comfortable in my shell, then from a business point of view, I'm never going to be able to promote my business the way it has to be promoted. If I'm scared of people knowing this is my path.
Right. You know, Miss Cat in the chat made a fantastic point that I really wanted to get your take on. We've talked about several different self-doubts that come in building a spiritual business. And she shared that one of hers was, suppose I build it and no customers or clients come. What's your take on that?
Then you're, well, if no one shows up, it to me, it can be a couple of things. One, what did you do to get there? you know,
right.
do you have a reputation to deal with? Have you ticked off a lot of people building your business? You know, bad-mouthed other stores in town or something like that. Or two, you just didn't reach your customers. You know, and you got to regroup and rethink, go back to that focus. Okay, this is what this business is about. This is who it's for. And did I reach those people? One of the things about, and I was going to mention this at some point, I'll mention it now. One of the things, even though it's spiritual, but about running a business these days, I mean, it's a whole new world back from
right.
Papa G and I started. Social media, oh my Lord, it's everything. And you've either got to learn it fast, you know, and in detail, or you're going to have to get somebody to help you, because I don't think a business can survive today without social media. That's where everyone is. That's where all your customers are. That's where the public is. And you've got to get out there and figure out these algorithms. You know, I did come from the business side before all this, but, you know, it's still a business, and I'm still today reading articles, what's happening in the business world. You know, you can't make it without social media. You probably can't make it without Google. And Google likes to change their requirements about every three weeks and make you redo everything. So you
two
have
or
to
three
stay
hours,
on top of that
it seems
stuff.
Like.
Yeah, right. you got to stay on top of that. You got to know what's happening, and you have to learn what's going on. You can't ignore it. For a long time you could, but you can't anymore. And like I said, you either got to learn it and do the research, or you're going to have to get somebody to help you with it.
You know, I think now this is actually a question that is from myself, because I know you were in the corporate world as have I been off and on for, you know, the last 30 or so years. What was it that clicked for you when you finally left the corporate world and you said, I can make it with my spiritual business? What, how did you come to that point? Because that kind of leads back to a little bit with the, you know, suppose I build it and no customers or clients come, you know, that, how did you know that was the time?
So I had been hearing for 2 years this message that says, I want you to go do this. Get out of there. Get out of the stress. You have something to offer. And I was a typical American and kept saying, you know, give me 5 more years. I want this much in the savings account. You know, give me 5 more years. Da, da, da. And what happened for me was where I worked had a big overhaul at the top. Ugly, you know, not good people to work for, people getting fired and all this stuff. And it was horrible. It was stressful. And there came a day, a Wednesday, exactly. And I just decided that day that this is it. You know, Spirit wants me to do something else. I want to do something else. I don't like where I'm at anymore. And I can't do this anymore. And it wasn't a matter of I don't want to. It's I can't. I cannot do this another day. And I came home and I told Papa G, you know, sorry, I'm not going back to work.
and, I wish,
know,
I could have been a fly
on that
wall.
In my living room floor, literally, sat down in the floor, and it was like, okay, God, okay, Spirit, you've been telling me you want me to do this. Here I am. You know, I can turn off the cable. I can turn off the alarm system. Here's my car payment. Here's my house payment, my electric bill, my water bill. I got to at least have this much. You know, you want me to do this, you make it happen. and you know what? It's never been a problem. It's never been a problem. This is what I wanted to do. This is what I was intended to do. This is what I felt like I was supposed to do. So, you know, I got up the next day and quit my job and jumped into this and said, if I can put 60 hours a week into this business that I was giving away to someone else, I can do a lot. So it was that dedication. I just moved it from one place to another, and I had fun doing it.
So I've used this term on previous shows, but it literally was a trust fall. You trusted yourself. You overcame the imposter syndrome and all of, well, not overcame, because we've already said that, you know, it still creeps its way
it
on up in there. Trust in what
I've
you
always
had
say,
to offer.
This is the trust, capital T.
Right.
You know, and that's what it is. It's trusting in yourself and trusting the universe and taking that leap. And you can't look back. You cannot look back.
It's like,
I still get phone calls today from people I worked with. You know, I just went to work here. They need project managers. Like, nope. Never again.
And I said, no, no, no.
Nope.
I can picture those conversations going very, very well. You know, one thing that we have to talk about in developing the pulse of your spiritual business, and this is something that I've seen working very well with Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center, as well as Aroma G's, is the role that customer service plays in developing that business. What's your take on that?
Customers are your business. They pay your salary and they pay your rent on the building and your utilities. And you have to respect them. You have to be kind to them. But mostly you have to care. In a retail world, someone's coming in to buy a product and they pay for it and they go, you know, they buy their paper towels and they pay for it and they go home. In a spiritual business, they're there for help. There's something in their life that's needing, they need change, that needs healing, what have you. And you've got to care authentically. You know, rather than, you know, well, what can I get for you today and get out the door? It's like, well, what are you trying to do? What's going on in your life? What are you willing to share with me? And let's figure out the best way and the best products to get you for this. You know, you have to care about these people and realize that they are in a spiritual business. They're depending on you, and they're trusting your expertise, and they're sharing, you know, their life's tender moments with you and their fears and their doubts. And you have to respect those, and you definitely never share those with anyone else. You know, each customer that comes into your spiritual business is looking for your help, and you have to be there to provide that help with respect and without judgment.
Some people are wondering things
I would never do in my own personal life, but I would never judge them for that. It's my job to help them, not judge them.
I mean, and a lot of times we work as guides and coaches and so on and so forth. You know, that customer service, it's such a misnomer. You talk about customer service, like you'd mentioned, you know, about you go get grab your paper towels, grab your toilet paper. You don't really get customer service at a big box store, even when you'll go searching for it. I think it takes on a whole new dimension when it's a spiritual business that you're trying to build. You have to have the active listening skills.
You do.
You have to have that empathy and the ability to meet the customers where they are, not from the position that you are in, in order for it to be even have a remote chance of being successful.
Spiritual business, there is an exchange of energy when you're having these conversations, and you have to respect that energy. They have to know that you really care about them and that you're concerned. You know, sometimes people want to take an approach that maybe I wouldn't take, and I'm willing to have that conversation, saying, this might be better, or maybe you want to start over here. And then, you know, it's up to them to make the decision whether or not they want to do that. And you help them go with whatever decision they make. But, you know, when you're talking about a business, I mean, one of the first things you got to remember is that customer pays your salary. Without a customer, your business is going to close.
Right.
And you can't be rude to them, and you can't be mean to them, and you can't push them off. Anytime I'm interviewing for employees, you know, we have a big old discussion. That's the first big discussion we have with anybody I interview is about customer service. And what who the customers are,
and really being able to open up. Just, I think, in a spiritual business, you also, from a customer service standpoint, you have to have a little bit of vulnerability yourself, because you will be confronted with, you know, situations that are new, are unheard of, or sometimes downright bizarre. But you have to stay humble. You have to stay in your zone and really meet these people where they're at.
Right. And you have to keep in mind, you don't know where people are coming from. You know, this customer may present a situation to you and your first response is, well, I've been through that. It was no big deal. But I don't know what their background is. I don't know what they've dealt with. And all I can do is respect the feelings and the fear and anxiety that they're experiencing today and help them get through that. You know, I can't put my own situation into that because we don't have same backgrounds. So I have to meet them where they are, for a cliche.
And it's really hard for people to do that, I think, in this world of conditioned individuals. You kind of have to break the mold when you're joining in starting a spiritual business, or you know, expand that into a ministry, or just if you're just going to be a reader, you know, that's still a business. That's a practice.
It is
a service. You know, this. So you can't shirk on the customer service. So if anybody's listening, that's like a golden rule for running a spiritual business. Don't shirk on the customer service.
If you don't want to deal with customers, don't open a business. Seriously. I mean, you're wasting your time and their time.
No, there's actually, excuse me, a question in the chat that I think we've spent a good bit of time, and we have about roughly about 15, 16 minutes left in today's show. But
okay.
How has your mindfulness practices helped with the self-doubt, and that so-named imposter syndrome?
You know, feedback is always good. As long as I've done this, it just still makes me, you know, all giddy when I get an email or a text from somebody saying, you really helped me today. It's like, aw. you know, I'm kind of like a child when I get feedback like that. So that helps. That definitely helps. But, you know, it's the being a... It's odd, the imposter syndrome for me never shows up when I'm one-on-one with somebody. If I'm talking to them, I know I'm there to help, and I'm going to help them as much as I could, and it never seems to be a problem. And I can get to where we need to be. It's after the fact for me. It's like, oh, I hope I did that right. But during the process, I don't feel that anymore. I get in this mindset, and I just go with it and ignore that little voice.
You know, there's a comment shared in the chat, too, that I do want to get out there over the air from Ms. Kat, that in a lot of cases, life experience also helps immeasurably in a psychic reading or healing career. And that compassion is the bridge when you have no shared experience. I think this really speaks to the heart too. I can honestly say that I've witnessed that compassion in action in watching how you have interacted with customers and Papa G as well. You know, Healing Amulet definitely has that that formula in place. It's amazing to me to stand in that front room and literally watch individuals from all walks of life come strolling in. I kind of joked with Reverend James one time we were there that y'all should almost put on a revolving door. Because it just kept it's nonstop and it's throughout the day. And
some days are like that, yeah.
But this
is a very good point that was made, though. You know, because you're always looking for that connection between you and the other person to help them, and you know, and if compassion is that connection, then you know, then go with it, and that's a beautiful bridge to be on.
You know, I think this is one thing that really, I think it speaks a lot for like those of us that have met through the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. That's where you and I met, Papa G and I, Reverend James, Miss Kat, Nagashiva, all of us. And I see this vein amongst all of us, and it's just, to me, it's an astounding and magic thing in and of itself.
I like to say I'm in service. That's how I phrase it. Now, I am in service to these people that are looking for services, looking for answers, looking for healing, whatever it comes down to. And that's what I do. That's my customer service right there. I am in service to help them. But that's how
and
I handle my own thoughts.
And you really do, because, you know, over the course of the day today, I've been going, I looked at your Instagram and Facebook pages and at your website, healingamulet.com. You know, the videos that you post teaching for free, just, you know, giving of yourself and your time to help people along their path, it speaks to that authenticity of what it is you're building. You know, I'm just looking briefly now, you know, we have how to use sympathetic magic to create change, doing container spells, working with Saint Michael. You know, these are really wonderful snippets of information gleaned from experience. But it builds that authenticity. It builds that relationship. And that I have to give you kudos for how well you've set all of this up and share it out.
I look at that, and thank you for saying that, but I look at it as this is information I would share with an individual customer in the store. I would sit, and if this is what they need to do, I would explain to them how to do it, how to take this home and do it, you know, yourself. And, you know, so the little mini classes I put out there on video, to me, that's no different. I'll just share it with more people at one time. You know, part of that service is helping people heal themselves, too.
Very well put. Very well put. And, you know, we have just about 10 minutes left in today's show. Any sneak peeks of where... What's the next chapter in developing the pulse of Healing Amulet that goes to our framework of how to build a spiritual business?
So for me, for Healing Amulet, the next step is groups. I'm moving away from doing one-on-one service and moving into doing group services. So that's on the healing side of it. More mentoring for people. Soon I'm going to be doing spiritual coaching, helping them find their path and how to progress through that path to create their own spiritual lives. So that's my next step. That's my next focus. And starting the church is part of that too, definitely. And which is also, you know, a group idea. So that's my focus coming up, is to do more group work with people.
You know, and that just goes to show, you know, that you're continuing the diversification, continuing the relationship building, continuing that customer service, staying true to your authentic self and maintaining the course you've charted. You know, that's kind of the key to longevity, I would say.
It builds community. You need community to support your business. So, you know, there's a little circle that happens there, and I'll be honest about that. But that's just the focus I want to move to right now. More of helping the groups, more getting into healing where people can start sharing and have a safe place to share. That I have some other ideas for Healing Amulet that I haven't decided yet that I'm going to move forward, so I'm not going to mention those. but, you know, I may or may not do that. One more thing. I know we're going to run out of time soon. I'd made myself a note to mention, if you're starting a business, especially a spiritual business, can't be afraid of making changes and making mistakes. Papanji and I have done it. You know, we've made changes in the store. I've made changes in the store. Like, we need to stop selling this and start selling that, or we need to move this over here. And you're going to have to not be afraid to say, boy, did I screw that up. You know, we did a big rearrange in the store one time where we moved all the jewelry to a different room. And, you know, and another thing with a business you got to do is you got to learn how to look at your data, whether you like numbers or not. You've got to. And, you know, after we moved all the jewelry, I got to looking at the data, and you know, jewelry sales had dropped 40%. It's like, whoa, put it back. You know, you can't be scared to try things, and you also can't be scared to say, oh, that was wrong. I did that wrong. We're going back up.
And be gentle with yourself, though, when you're
right. You don't get out that
self-flagellation whip and start beating yourself with it. I mean, unless you're into that sort of thing. But anyway,
right. That's another
yeah, that's a whole different show. but really, that I don't think we could have brought this to a better culmination than to say, don't be afraid to make those mistakes.
Right. You have to try things.
Fear holds you back. Don't let fear hold you back.
No, you can't do that. You got to put yourself out there. You got to see what works. And like it or not, you have to do the business side of it. And you got to look at your data. You got to look at your sales and see what's selling and what isn't, and be brave enough to make that change. You know, I tried this, whatever new in our business, and you know, we just lost our butt on this because I bought all this and nobody wants it. You have to be able to look at that data and realize this was a mistake. You know, we tried it. Okay.
Right.
So let's clearance that and clear out some space, and we'll try something else. Because you are going to make mistakes. There's no avoiding that. If you're not making mistakes, you're definitely not moving.
And you're not learning, and you're not growing.
Nope.
You know, it's so true. I mean, I've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt and the koozie. Several times. I probably have like a china cabinet of to display all of these. But it's what you come away with. It's what you learned from that experience. You know, yes, the data will tell you pretty bluntly when an error has occurred.
Yes, it will.
But also to be
there's
comfortable
enough.
There's
so many people that are scared of numbers, but if you're going to own a business,
yeah,
you got to get past that. You have to look at your data continuously.
And also,
you've got to know what's working and what isn't.
Right. And be humble enough to know what you don't know and to be able to ask for help. There are a lot of resources out there. A lot of people don't know. I mean, I've worked as a small business development coach. I've worked as executive coach, leadership coach, personal coach, spiritual coach. I've done all of the coaches. And, you know, in a lot of cases, I have clients that have asked me, you know, how did you get to point, how did you get from A to B? You know, don't be afraid to ask those that you admire, how did you do this? A lot of people will be happy to help and share. They might not give you trade secrets. Don't count on trade secrets.
Right.
But people are happy to ask, in many cases, happy to help.
I'm happy to coach, but we have our secrets.
As do we all. And I myself will admit freely to regularly pestering Reverend Roy and Papa G, bouncing ideas. Several folks from the chat.
And I will always bounce ideas with you, but I'll never tell you who my vendors are, where we buy our stuff.
Fair enough. But you know, I mean, I've chatted with. And glean so much wonderful information, even having been in the corporate world and having done the coaching thing for so many years in so many different ways, I still learn. I'm still open to learning. And I've learned so much from both yourself and Papa G, as well as, you know, like I mentioned, several folks from the chat, you know, Miss Kat, I have to say, give a shout out to her. She has been an amazing friend and colleague, Nagashiva as well. I think with folks like y'all on my side, I can't help but feel that the future is bright.
I see there's a comment in here about not mistaking your way out of business, and that's a big one. you can't be scared to do chances, you know, take chances, but you do need to plan. You need to think it through. And that old project manager side of me, you know, I still approach things this way. What's every point this could fail, you know, going into it? And that's not a bad way to approach things.
I think that's the Aquarian, because I do that, and I'm going to say I feel it drives Taurus Reverend James nuts sometimes. It's like, oh, we
well,
haven't checked this angle and this
Taurus
angle
Papa
and this
G
angle.
Too.
Oh, that's so funny. Well, you know, we are pretty much out of time, and this has been a phenomenal discussion, an outstanding sort of blueprint for folks to kind of follow and work towards building their spiritual businesses. I hope everybody's enjoyed their time with us tonight, as always. But until next time we meet, let's keep the magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art. And thank you, Reverend Roy of the Healing Amulet Mindfulness Center and HealingAmulet.com for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when our special guest from Aroma G's Botanica is Papa G, and also from Papa G's Folk Magic Studio from Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, with a discussion on the modern witch and social media. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the Lucky Mojo LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at folkcontra.com, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.com, and on Hoodoo Psychics Thursdays and Fridays from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from folkcontra.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available in archive via mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lucky Mojo Forum. From all of us at Mystics and Mages, I'd like to thank you for being here. Be sure to follow at Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics, Mages, Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at this same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us yet again. Don't forget, grab your Hoodoo Heritage Festival tickets now. Get your chance at that goodie box. Amazing, amazing, amazing items are coming your way if you're one of those first 100 tickets. There's only a short window available left of goodie boxes. Grab yours now. We'll see y'all next week. Talking to Papa G. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.